Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 3, Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Malachi 2:15. But did he not make them one? And the remnant of the Spirit was his. And why the one? He sought the seed of God. Take heed then to your spirit, and let no one be treacherous to the wife of his youth. Romans 8:16 and 28-29. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God, and we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 2 Corinthians 2:13, I had no rest in my spirit, for I did not find Titus my brother, but taking leave of them, I went forth into Macedonia. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God who gave himself up for me. Related reading. Satan dwells in the members of our body, but God is in our spirit. This brings us to Romans 8:6. This verse contains a real secret. In this verse, there are three things: the mind, the flesh, and the spirit. Now, our experience depends on whom or what we would set ourselves, that is, our mind. If we set our mind on the flesh, that is, on Satan, the issue is death. Adam did this when he partook of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, with the same results of death. However, if we set our mind on God as life, the result is life and peace. As Christians, there is no need for us to try to overcome the flesh. And there is no need to try to defeat the law of sin. We cannot do that. What we need to do is simply stand with the Spirit and rely upon him. What we need is the deliverance in the Spirit. We must stand with the Spirit, set our mind on the Spirit, and rely upon the Lord. Then we will be delivered. The secret in Romans 8:6 is the secret that we all must learn. After being a Christian for many years, I believe that no other teachings are so necessary as this teaching. Of course, the teachings concerning the Lord himself, who the Lord is, what the Lord is, and what the Lord has done for us are very necessary. Subjectively speaking, however, the teaching of Romans 8:6 is the most necessary. We must learn how to set our mind on the Spirit. In other words, we must learn to trust in God and depend on the Lord. This can be illustrated by the use of electric appliances. All we have to know is how to plug them in. There is no trouble unless we do not plug them in. In that case, no one can help us. Although we must study the Bible with its narratives and instructions, the real secret is in Romans 8:6. We may be very knowledgeable of the scriptures, but if we do not apply Romans 8:6, whatever we know and do will accomplish little. Day and night for many years, I have been studying the Bible. I have not found another verse as important as Romans 8:6 as far as our spiritual experience is concerned. Now we must pray, Lord, help me to choose you. Help me to rely on you, depend on you, and drop my effort and striving. Help me to never do anything by myself to overcome evil or temptation. Rather, help me always to rely on you, stand with you, and trust in you. Lord, I would never do anything to try to correct myself or deliver myself. Lord, help me always to thrust myself upon you, trust in you, and depend on you. Such an experience of depending on the Lord is sweet and very available. Its availability may be compared to the electricity in homes. In our homes, electricity is so available. Likewise, we should plug into the Lord right away because He is so available. Just as electricity is installed in a house, even in the innermost and hidden chambers of the house, the Lord has been installed in our innermost part. Although this divine electricity is so available, there is one thing that is needed. We need to learn the secret and pray that the Lord would give us the willingness to apply it. We must always be willing to apply it and plug ourselves in. Although we may listen to hundreds of messages, they may all miss what the real secret of our Christian life is. We have to practice to set our mind on the Spirit and to live in this reality all the time.